T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For the first time in many, many days, I have the privilege of starting my morning and yours with these three words. Good morning, Ron.
Joe, good morning. It's nice to be back with you. I can't tell you how much I missed you while you were off, and it's great to be back on the show with you.
Thank you. I thought that Pomp would join me yesterday. Of course, he had a television appointment that somehow took 3 hours, actually a little more than 3 hours, before he finally agreed to call the show at 1:20. Can't he schedule around a Monday show, Ron, especially when one of us is out?
I you know what? He's big time. Who am I to question the way he operates? I can tell you that. Who am I to question him?
How'd everything go without me, Ron? Smoothly?
Terrible. It was no fun without you. We fought through it. We got through it, but it was no fun. I miss the levity that you bring. I miss the singing during the commercials. I missed the humor. I missed your wisdom. It was just, we struggled to get through it, but we were able to put a show together. Now it's going to be 10 times better that you're back.
I phrased it this way yesterday when somebody asked me, I can't remember if it was a caller, tweeter, texter, somebody, about our relationship. And I said, it's like you've been married to somebody for a long, long time. So yes, you're miserable together, but somehow you're more miserable apart. Miserable together, but more miserable apart, right?
I never quite looked like it that way. I was married once, so I get that part of it. But I never quite looked at that way with you.
Well, let's get right back in the swing of things, Ron. We're eventually, in fact, next segment, I want to get to your Bob Walk column today, which was outstanding. We're going to get to Sid and the goalie situation and your experience at PNC Park the other night and all kinds of things. But I have a top eight, a grade eight, if you will, to get to at the beginning of the show. Here we go with number eight, and that is good news for the NHL and NBA on the testing front. The NBA said Monday that coronavirus tests of 346 players at their bubble campus since July 13th have yielded zero positives, and the NHL announced that there were only two positive COVID-19 tests from the first 5 days of training camps, which would have been the 13th to the 17th. I see that as, how can you not see it, as very, very good news.
I thought it was one of the best days yet in terms of news, Joe. You know, it looks like, you know, football has obviously the toughest road, college football, but it looks like the bubble in Orlando may be able to work, and it only takes, you know, one break in the bubble for it all to come tumbling down. The NHL on course to get started, Major League Baseball on course to get started. So I thought it was a very positive day all the way around.
Number seven, Pirates bullpen. Disastrous through two exhibition games. Yes, it's a small sample size, Ron, but the whole season is a small sample size. And last I checked, it's ready to get started in a couple of hours, practically. I don't like the looks of this. You?
No, losing Kella, you know, him, obviously it looks like he has coronavirus to you know, they're not going to say that, but you're left to assume that. I think that's a really big blow for them. You know, Crick come in. I was at the game the other night. I know we're going to talk about that. 3-0 lead in the eighth. He proceeds to give it up. Birdie gives up a run. Richard Rodriguez back to where he was last year, giving up home runs last night. I'm not sure. And losing Edgar Santana to the suspension also didn't help him. What I thought could have been a decent bullpen looks like it's going to be a real problem.
Number six, NFL owners meet about return protocols. Players were raging about it over the weekend that they didn't have any. They didn't know what was going on. So here's what's come of that to this point. You're going to see daily testing, which the players wanted the first 2 weeks of training camp. If the positivity rate is below 5%, at that point, they'll go every other day. If it ever gets back to 5%, at any point, they'll go back to daily testing. Ron, they'll have results within 24 hours. We're going to talk about that in a little bit here. And also, the NFL has apparently offered no preseason games, which the NFL wanted. Your take?
Yeah, the players wanted that, absolutely. Joe, I thought it was, you talk about a positive day. I thought it was a real positive day for the NFL. You know, the exhibition games and the testing were two major issues. I think they still have some money issues to work out, which is not surprising. It always comes down to money. But I thought it was a good day overall for them as well. And again, you know, you look for these little signs of progress, and I think we saw some yesterday.
Yeah, there was also a story. We're going to talk about this in the LA Times about how sports testing may be blocking testing for regular people as far as the delivery of results and the timing of that. But we'll get to that. Number four, Toronto Blue Jays apparently looking very much like they're going to play a bunch of games at PNC Park. Ron?
Yeah, I guess I have mixed feelings about this. You know, I think it's probably overall pretty good. You know, do we really want – of course, there's people traveling in and out of our city all the time anyway. I was going to say, do we really want this many new people coming in? I don't know how much it would help the economy, maybe some of the hotels and, you know, local restaurants. But, you know, I guess I'm okay with it. I've kind of grown on the idea. There's no doubt to me that – and I wrote about this yesterday – that they're absolutely right, Canada. They don't want anything to do with us because we haven't done a very good job with the virus. They don't want our people coming into their country. So they have no real choice but to look for a new home. And I guess, why not?
Yeah, that's the way I feel, is why not? It doesn't feel like a giant story to me here anyway. They have the facilities. It's not going to interfere with anything the Pirates are doing, apparently. So why not? Be a good neighbor. Number three, San Francisco Giants manager Gabe Kapler knelt with several of his players during the national anthem last night before a 6-2 win over the A's. And afterward, his quote was this: "I wanted them to know I wasn't pleased with the way our country has handled police brutality, and I told them I wanted to amplify their voices, and I wanted to amplify the voice of the black community and marginalized communities as well," he said. "So I told them I wanted to use my platform to demonstrate my dissatisfaction with the way we've handled racism in our country. I wanted them to feel safe in speaking up." Your
good
thoughts,
for him. Yeah, good for him. I think he's not going to be the only one. We already saw Bill O'Brien say he would kneel. Mark Cuban, who's been involved in some controversy over this subject, he talked about him supporting his players. He had to score some points with his players, Kaplan, yesterday. And not only that, you know, I think he's right on with what his goals are for this thing. And I'm sure his team was glad that he did that, and I don't think he's going to be the only one to do it, Joe.
In a related story, at least in terms of the team, and man, it must have been a rough night for Aubrey Huff with all of this, Ron. Alyssa Knockin, I believe is her last name, became the first female coach in MLB history. She's been a member of that staff for a little while, and last night she coached first base, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, and a good night all the way around for the Giants, if you ask me. You know, that's great. I mean, we all talk about you know, breaking down doors with race and gender and minorities, and you know, good for her. There's no reason in the world she can't be one of the best first base coaches in the world. So I'm glad she's getting the opportunity. I saw Hunter Pence tweeted out, "Way to make history! Congratulations!" I think it was a good night for the Giants overall.
So do I. Although of course, you did have former Giant Aubrey Huff tweeting out all kinds of things. I think he didn't say anything about the first base coach, but he certainly had thoughts on the anthem situation. But who cares about him, honestly?
That's right. He's entitled to his opinion like everybody else. Who cares?
Number two, Antonio Brown.
Ha!
Retires? Retires, Ron? He says, it's time to walk away. I've done everything in the game at this point. The risk is greater than the reward. Thank you to everyone who's been part of this journey. I sincerely thank you for everything. I came, I saw, I conquered, which I liked. I liked that line. Mission complete. Call God. Is that it, Ron?
No. Well, maybe, because I don't know that anybody's going to sign him. I've said that all along. But if somebody would call and offer him a job today, he'd unretire. This is about the 14th time, isn't it, that he has retired? And you know, he does it like every other week, it seems like. So I'm not going to believe it until I see it. But I do think, Joe, he's going to have a hard time with somebody offering him a job.
The last time he – well, no, not the last time. I think this was two or three times ago. I should correct myself. He said, I won't be playing in the NFL anymore, was right after the Patriots let him go. 4 days later, he said, I'm still the best. Why stop now? So stay tuned there. Number one, Florida's going to forge ahead with sports against medical advice. They want the current calendar year for high school sports, which includes football, starts next Monday. This in a state where over the last 6 days, a person has died once every 14 minutes of COVID.
Yeah, you said a key word there, I thought, against medical advice. How do you go against the medical advice? Now, hey, Pennsylvania's plowing ahead, at least as of now. The high school season is due to, you know, but we're not going to really get going until August, and there's still plenty of room to time to change. And I think that'll be the case also in Florida. But, you know, going against medical advice, that just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
In a related story to that, you had a column today on Bob Walk, who battled coronavirus. Want to ask you about that next. It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.